Mitch Kekahuna, I think, gave them something to be excited about moving forward.
Oh, for sure. And we've saw a little bit of Allegro in the end of this season. And I think bowl games, especially the beginning part of them, you get those extra practices and you want to get guys that extra work. And you want to see kind of where you're at when you're out in the portal, and you're always trying to bring good players in to breed more competition. But there is, it's just different now. There's not that same, you do get a vibe, and I think they're going to use this just like they did last year about finishing and, you know, and their conditioning and everything else, because you're always looking for little ways to motivate guys. And this is a game that Wisconsin should have won.
Yep.
So now it's your program. You're starting to kind of plant your roots into what you're trying to do, and this isn't the way you want to finish. So I think while there is a definite chapter ending for a lot of guys, including your quarterback, there is that, all right, here's where we're starting. And I can remember sitting in the locker room after a Rose Bowl, and we just won the Rose Bowl, and Barry Alvarez saying, thank you to all you guys. It's up to you guys now. He's naming names. Get in the weight room. The responsibility now is on you to take this thing forward, and that is what's going to happen here with this group.
And I think, too, when you take a step back, and this is, you said, this was a game that Wisconsin should have won.
Mm-hmm.
They've had a fair amount of those games in recent years, and if you want to call it a habit or whatever, trends can be hard to reverse. Just ask Nebraska with all the excitement with their, you know, program, and they still can't win one-score games. And, you know, Wisconsin's in a better place than Nebraska, obviously, these past several years. But, and you know, a lot of us in the media, too, we, you know, got caught up in the excitement of all of this, and the expectations were probably unrealistic in retrospect. But it's easy to get caught up in, you know, what the staff did at Cincinnati, the players. You had some returning talent, obviously, some new guys coming in. And I think the dose of reality for everybody, and, you know, fans are allowed, fans can fan. Y'all can do whatever
do
you
your
want.
Thing, yep.
On our end, we got to be a little bit better. Taking a look at this, you know, where this program is and the work that needs to be done. I mean, it probably, you know, 7-6 record, it's about what they were. I mean, there was nothing, you know, nothing fluky about it this year. You are what your record says.
Exactly.
Right,
I was just going to use the Bill Parcells quote, and there's no doubt that I think there's nothing wrong with getting excited. I think fans should be. And the program, when you decide to make a big move like this program decided to do, you have to understand that things don't get built in a day. There is a process that goes through it. And as you were talking in the beginning, the old Lombardi line, winning is a habit, and unfortunately so is losing.
Mm-hmm.
And figuring out that formula, what it's going to look like, that's on the program to figure out how to get that done. And the players have to find ways to win these close football games. So I am still incredibly optimistic. This is a disappointing day. It's a disappointing loss. But the good thing is you're going to have your break. You're going to get the portal. And spring ball is going to be here before you know it. And it's going to be the dawn of a new era.
And I think, too, as you go into the second year, the players from this year who are going to continue with the program moving forward, you have an idea what it's about now.
Expectations.
You have lived through the winter conditioning, and you know what that's about. Spring ball, how you practice, how you do all of that stuff. And there was a shock value, to be sure, over the past year. Well, there shouldn't be now. They know that. You've got the new guys coming in and some guys who you think can help you sooner than later. I know Fickell has talked about still wanting this to be a developmental program, and it certainly, you know, needs to continue to be that. But you hope that in that second year, you know, you can make some improvements. They're going to have to because of the schedule that they're going to be up against. Non-conference game against Alabama, bye week, and then you open Big Ten play against longtime conference rival USC out at the end. You got Oregon coming in, you got Penn State coming in, and you have no divisions.
Yeah, it's going to be big boy time, and yeah, that's you know, and I think that's one of the reasons you make big moves is because you understand that in order to keep up and to do the big, you got to do big things. You can't, you know, stay flat and just expect things to, you know, you're going to grow with it. So it's an exciting time. There's a ton of change. There's a lot of moving parts that are going into this whole thing, and I'm excited to watch this thing unfold. But there's no doubt Wisconsin saw today a little taste of what you need to do, and offensively, great production, just not quite enough.
All right, LSU wins it, 35-31. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
35-31, LSU comes from behind to take down Wisconsin here today. We'll have more on our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10. On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
If you advertise your business here, you'd be hearing your name and message about it right now. Advertising with Civic Media can get your information out to listeners all across the state, from Amory to Waukesha and everywhere in between, or pinpoint your message to your local market. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed, with you and your business in mind. If you're looking for a different way to ring in the new year, Wisconsin has its own version of the Times Square ball drop. It's the Big Cheese Drop, a giant glittering wedge of Satori cheese lowered every year outside the Art Center, known as the Times Square of Plymouth, Wisconsin, the cheese capital of the world. The celebrations include cheese tasting, music, games, and the Big Cheese Drop at 10. It's a family-friendly event. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Postgame coverage continues as LSU defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon, 35-31. Let's go outside the locker room. Mike Heller with his postgame chat with head coach Luke Fickell.
Luke, in meeting with the media following the game, you talked about opportunities and being aggressive and some second thoughts. That's the nature of close games when you win or lose. Walk me through that.
I mean, you kind of get the feel for the game and you just kind of recognize it. Field goals aren't going to win the game. I said it at halftime. It was in my head, but you know, in some of those situations, you know, you still take the points, and you know, as you look back at it, it's right. The field goals aren't going to win the game, and not saying it'd been different, but you know, some of those opportunities where you got to be a little bit more aggressive to go for it when you're down there in the red zone, it's probably something maybe we should have done a little bit more.
Luke, one of the areas you hadn't been good at this year as a team were fast starts. You got that today. I mean, out of the gate, it looked like you got what you wanted.
We did. We moved the ball. We made plays. We turned, you know, a couple, you know, 10, 15-yard plays into big plays, and that's what we hadn't got a whole lot all year. So it wasn't just the fast start. We just hadn't, you know, seen some of that confidence in things where all of a sudden you turn a 10, 15-yarder into a 30, 40, 50-yarder. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that we can build upon. But ultimately, as a program, as a team, we knew it. We said it last year. We got to find ways to finish, and we got to finish better.
Talk about Tanner Mordecai, and when you did in the presser, it's an emotional conversation because of how important he is to what you had this year.
Well, I think that I talk about the roller coaster ride and all that stuff, and there's nobody that's been more consistent than Tanner Mordecai, and he's seen it all, right? He's seen us, you know, up and down. He's seen the locker room up and down. He's seen guys walk in and walk out. He's seen guys that have been here for X amount of years that, you know, decided they don't want to be here, and here's a guy that, you know, did not for 1 minute walk in this place and rent it. He walked in here, embraced everything, and just continued to lead. And you know, I didn't know. I mean, each and every time that the situation has come up, he's impressed me more and more. And to be honest with you, 30 days ago or 28 days ago, I was curious as to, you know, how deep it really he was as a person. And I don't know that I've met many that are as deep as him and as committed as him.
Will Pauling and Tretch new to it today, essentially. But Will, you know, you obviously knew what he brought to the table, and both of those guys were big in what you were doing.
They did a great job. I mean, and it's twofold. I mean, the offensive line did a really good job to give us opportunities. Obviously, there at the end, they obviously heated us up and made some plays in what turned probably the tide of the game. But they made those connections, you know, Tanner to Tretch to Will and to Bryson Green. I mean, really, all of them did a really good job. But it really kind of starts with the protection. And those guys up front, I thought, did a really good job today.
Last thought. I mean, you got plenty of time for reflection as you go forward. But you talk about a roller coaster and twists and turns, and that's really what this season has been. You also mentioned that you've not been through anything quite this. I don't know if difficult's the right word for it, but it's been a unique, different experience for you this year.
No, it has. You don't get into it. I mean, obviously college football in general is continuing to evolve and change, but, you know, year one of a program, sometimes you walk into something or you jump into something that you think you know what it's all about, and then as you get deeper into it, you recognize that you probably didn't know what it was all about. And you know, you recognize things that are great, and there's recognized things that as you get into it and you go through the true adverse situations, there's things that you got to be able to change. So I thought it was tough. It was tough on a lot of us. I think it was tough on our seniors. You know, as you know, some of them aren't here. And all those things add up. And to me, this game's about building a culture. I don't care how the things change in college football. It's still about building a culture and maintaining and establishing a program that, not just that you'll be proud of, but that every one of those guys in that locker room are proud to be a part of. And I just think that we've got some work to do. And regardless of how much this game is evolving in college, it's still going to be about the people in that locker room, those guys growing and maturing.
Coach, thank you very much. Matt, back to you.
All right, guys, thank you very much. It's interesting in talking to Luke over this past year, and especially, Tausch, with the portal window world that we're in and all that. He's mentioned many times that he's a traditionalist. He loves player development, but you're also paid a lot of money to win as quickly as possible. So you got to hit the portal, and that can make for an uncomfortable environment in a locker room, right? I mean, you've got younger guys who are thinking, in a normal world, you get your chance, and it's just not the way it is right now. And to try to compete, to try to be one of those teams that, whenever that is in the future, where Wisconsin could be one of those 12 to get in the playoff, you have to get good as fast as you can, and that portal window maybe gives you that better chance to do it.
Yeah, and that's the challenge that Luke Fickell and this staff have, because we have always been at this program, develop. Young guys, myself, 3-4 years, develop, get an opportunity, take advantage of it. And now it is getting to be more and more difficult because it's gotten more professional. You're playing pro, you come in on a Tuesday, there's 17 guys trying out. That's what's happening now. Mm-hmm. So you have to build that culture, and you have to build that confidence in these players to have competition be at the top of your list, and you have to demand greatness from everybody involved. And some guys are up for it, some guys aren't, and I think that's that battle. How long are you going to go? How much time are you going to give to develop guys? And how much do you want to win quickly? That's that. Everybody wants to win quickly, but at what expense? And if you're trying to build culture, like Luke is talking about, it is a really fine needle that you got to thread.
Yeah, it is. And again, as we look forward to next year, it's going to be an 18-team league. At least we think it's going to be 18, unless it grows again,
yeah.
Right? no divisions. But I think how seasons are viewed now, in a lot of cases, are you one of those in the, you know, trying to be one of the top four? That is a brutally difficult task. Just ask Florida State. Mm-hmm. But getting into the 12, even in this playoff era, Wisconsin would have had three teams, I believe, off the top of my head, three teams that would have been in that mix. That's the next goal. I mean, trying to be the top two out of 18 in the Big Ten, if you can, great. But I think it's more about, it's a little bit more of an NCAA basketball. You're just trying to see if you can work your way to slip in as one of those 12. And that, for many programs, is how they're going to be judged. Shouldn't be that way for all, but Wisconsin's probably in that tweener category where I think fans are going to expect them to be in that mix in a relatively short period of time.
I don't think there's anything tweening about it.
Yeah.
I think when that decision was made and how things have played out,
for sure,
it is now 12 or bust. And
yeah.
Is that fair? Probably not. Not right away. And I think there's still, you know, some time to go. But I don't think Luke Fickell and the staff is looking at it that way. That's why they're hitting everything hard and
for
trying
sure.
to bring in a ton of talent, because you're now judged. It used to be the good old days. You play in a New Year's Day bowl. Great year.
Mm-hmm.
These days are no longer. And if you don't believe me, go on Twitter. Hey, go through your text messages from your buddies and see what people are saying. That even though this season, I think we, you know, the expectation game was very high, and I don't think anybody's running from it. Now there's 12 teams. You better be sniffing around that area, or I think most people are going to look at these seasons as being pretty disappointing.
No, I think you're right, given what, you know, what coaches are paid these days. Wisconsin has gone all in relative to what it has historically. Now, is it all in to the extent of the traditional blue bloods? Probably not, but we know what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the resources being poured in. They're, you know, working to build the indoor facility. To Wisconsin's credit, it wants to take a big swing. There's no guarantee it will get there, but the only guarantee would be if you didn't go all in, then you'd have no shot.
It's going to happen, yeah. And I think we all love the fact that we're taking big swings.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to sit up there and look at three called strikes. Go rip, see how it plays out, adjust as you go. And I think that's what's going on. And so it's going to be a fun ride. There's no doubt. And it's going to be ups and downs. It's going to be – my family is out at Busch Gardens. They loved it. I'm not a Busch Gardens guy. I like it. But you know what? Here we go. Now – it's going to be the changing landscape, and Wisconsin is changing. How quickly are we going to change? That remains to be seen.
Yeah, that is the that's the big question moving forward. Well, we had fun. We did what we
did. It was
a
fun year.
Yeah.
I didn't get all of my little cliches in that I wanted today, but it was a really fun season. And you know what? I think a little hesitancy anytime you're playing an SEC school, coming down here today, and I know we ended up on the short end of it, but this was probably the most entertaining game of the year.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. It was one of those where walking in here thinking this could be a really long day for the Badgers. It ended up being, you know, bitterly disappointing mm-hmm. for them. You feel terrible for those guys, but a 35-31 game against a team that just won its 10th game and plays at the best conference in the country in the SEC, gave Alabama fits,
yep.
Still fourth quarter in Tuscaloosa.
I had my tweet all lined up to my old buddy Peter Burns, Mr. SEC, it just means more, and now I got to file that away
yeah.
and send it next year when we beat Alabama at home.
There you go. There's that big win. We'll look forward to that. Enjoyed it, Mark. Appreciate it. We'll see you in the spring.
Amen.
Right, there you go. Our thanks to Aisha Jackson back at her studio. She's been great once again for us. Patrick Herb on the sideline. Mike Heller, of course, working with us pregame show and helping us with the stats during the game, and post-game chat with Luke Fickell and many of the players, and then the most important person, along with Aisha Jackson, would be
Dave
McCann.
Dave is the man.
Making sure that we get on the air. He's really looking forward to that early wake-up call as we fly back to Madison bright and early tomorrow morning for Wisconsin basketball against Iowa. But we had fun. We appreciate you all checking us out, listening to our broadcast this season, and we will do it again in the spring. And Dave and I and Brian Butch will do it again tomorrow at the Kohl Center for Wisconsin and Iowa. Again, your final, LSU 35, Wisconsin 31. Stay with us. More to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Billy Schmid back in Milwaukee as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th and 1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you are hearing my voice right now, consider this. I could be talking about you and your business for everyone to hear. Advertise with us and this 30 seconds turns into time focused on you and the amazing reasons people should shop at your store or eat at your restaurant. Go to our website to get started, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
All right, here we go. Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt, there we go. There we go. Just like the Badgers. You know, so close. But just off a little
just
bit.
Just yet so far away, seemingly.
Let's try that again. Hey, welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott, Bill Schmid. All right, so now, you know what? The niceties. Take the gloves off. Here we go. Let it rip. I'm kidding, of course.
It is an interesting, to say the least, kind of feeling after this game, because everything that you wanted to be able to talk about, all the good feelings that you felt like you were going to have coming out of the game, instead, it feels a little bit flat, feels a little bit slighted, because ultimately you weren't able to get home in a game that you had such a lead in, such a good feeling in, and one that, Tim, to be honest, a lot of opportunities that were kind of left out on the field today.
You know, I said to you once this game, right away when it finished, and I said, and this is a negative thought, but I'm going to say it anyway, that when this journey began this season, Luke's message to this group was what? Finish.
Mm-hmm.
It actually began last year. And, you know, the mantra was, you know, fourth quarter, we have to finish. And he brought up statistics that they hadn't finished in previous seasons and that. It, again, not trying to be negative, but I have to point out the obvious. It seemed, as I said to you when the game wrapped up, it was kind of fitting in a way that they didn't finish.
Sure.
Because that's what, unfortunately, this group, they just, for a number of reasons, they just couldn't quite get there. And today was so symbolic of so many other times we've seen in the last couple of years with this group, whether it was Paul leading them or Jim leading them or now Luke Fickell, that they just couldn't finish. And I think it's something that the program has got to find a way to do. I mean, Luke talked about it with Mike in his post-game interview.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's a reason why it's a point of emphasis and why it was identified to Luke, I think, to him and by him, right? If that makes sense. When he took the job was that they need to be better later into games. They need to be better at being able to finish some of these opportunities. And you take it right there, Tim, at 12 minutes left in the third, you took the opening kick of the second half down on an 8-play drive, score a touchdown. At that point, it's a 28-14 game. You had already had a double-digit lead evaporate in the first half. So understood that LSU wasn't going to go away. It wasn't going to be a game in which, Mike mentioned it to me, felt like probably the race to 35, which it ended up being exactly it, first team to 35, was going to win the football game. And you then, after that offensively, go punt, field goal, punt, punt, turnover on downs in the game's final drive where you end up stalling, even though you had it down inside the red zone, two massively negative plays and two huge sacks by the LSU defensive line kind of took you out of striking distance. It was a game that you had the feeling one more score was going to knock out LSU. And even though there were a couple in the second or first half, there were definitely opportunities in the second half to still be able to capitalize.
You and I also talked about this late in that game as well. It almost felt like they're comfortable with the field goal here because they trust their defense.
Mm-hmm.
And this defense, the guys played their backside off today on both sides of the ball. They did. But and if that was the logic at the time, I didn't really understand it. Do you?
Yes, no.
Because you hadn't been able to stop LSU for the most part all day today.
Yeah, especially later into the second half, right? I think those first couple of series maybe were still what you had been feeling. But I also think that there was a belief that you could get them to make a mistake if you made them drive the length of the field. And you know, credit to LSU onto the other side. What that final drive was, what, 96 yards, 97 yards after the punt?
You're right.
However, when it's fourth and a yard and a half, and it's right around midfield, and with all due respect, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl, might be a good opportunity to take the chance right there and try to leave your offense, which has been your driving force and your catalyst all day long, to go and try to see if they could go and win you the football game right there.
It just seemed, and you know, Luke talked about it with Mike, that there were some plays that he wished he could have back again situations. And they just felt like they got tight.
Yeah.
At certain times in the program, certain times in the game today. But go back to the first half. And you and I talked extensively about this during halftime, where they had two drops that if those are completions, you've got first and goal or first within the 15.
For sure.
Within the red zone for sure. And if you get up 21-0, if you give up 28-0, I don't know how much LSU wants to play after that.
No, and Tausch mentioned it. They were in the hot purple uniforms. You go down up 21-0 early in the second quarter, and that's what it would have been if they were able to capitalize on the drop. Would have been a pretty impressive catch by C.J. Williams, but it's one that, you know, I think everybody in that wide receiver room will say he had to make down the left sideline. And then the holding call against Fortney that wipes out the big 40-yard completion of Anthony, which would have set him up inside the five. I thought it was a good call in retrospect, but those were two pivotal moments in the first half where it felt like, and again, I mentioned in the second half, they still had the chance with LSU backed up somewhat against the ropes for the entirety of the game. When you go up 14-0, they battled back and kept swinging and ultimately hit you with the biggest shot of the game. not even with the score, I think, to go up 35-31. It was those two sacks that knocked you pretty much out of striking distance and made it a 4th and 25 there on the game's final play.
Without Braylon Allen, who would have thought, without Jim Ray DK today in the offensive side of the ball, that this team would put up 506 yards of total offense? Tanner Mordecai, for those who, you know, question whether he can play, I think that question was answered today.
Yeah, this was definitely one of those days where Tanner Mordecai had an extreme amount of external motivation and internal motivation.
He had to show a few people, didn't he?
To show it. And Tim, I mean, this is a dude that for the first 7 games that he suited up, now gets knocked out in one of them.
Right.
Through 3 total touchdown passes. Through 3 of them today against an SEC opponent. And the LSU Tigers, one that's one of the more national brands. These are the games, and I said it at halftime with Mike, and it still rings true. I do personally hurt for Tanner on this level. This is what he came to Wisconsin to do. These are the games that he came to Wisconsin to play in, and it's a shame that he missed a majority of the biggest ones, including the Ohio State game at home, which maybe could have been different, and that this was his real coming out party in a season where he was a massive reason why they were even in a bowl game, Tim, for those final games he came back and started, and was one of, if not the most important guys on that offensive side in the locker room.
Difference in this game, if you want to get inside the numbers, red zone points today. LSU has 28. Wisconsin has 17.
Yeah, big moment.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those that jump out at you today. Badgers flag 7 times for 50. LSU flag 5 times for 45. I love the heart of this team. I love, and quite frankly, the way this game started, as quickly as they started today. You know, I give Coach Fick and that entire staff, they had these guys ready to play.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
And I joke with you, as long as I've done this, I've seen it many times where you get these schools that, you know, think they're national championship caliber teams and they don't quite make it, especially SEC teams. And I mentioned games against Auburn and games against Arkansas, where they clearly didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked early on that was LSU's case.
Yeah, it was.
But they regrouped at halftime. And the athletes that they have, especially up front with that offensive line, and then that defensive line that they turned loose late in that football game today. You know, I it always sounds like you're making excuses, but there's a lot of good players in that LSU team.
A lot of good players
in that LSU team.
It's one of the premier, you know what, 10 programs in college football for a reason.
And yes.
The Barrister hit us up on the text portion of the Talking Text line, which will do robust business here today, and Happy New Year to all of them. He goes, man, I'm a Badger. But we were, what, 10-point underdogs going into today?
Exactly.
LSU was 13th, Bucky unranked. Before the opening kickoff, I would have taken this performance even with the outcome. But after we got up 14-0, I had a lot of hope. Very disappointed, but not overly hurt. And I think that will be the sentiment, and I think it probably should be the right one to take from the game, where you maybe didn't believe going into the day, Tim, that the Cardinal and White were going to have a great chance to win the game. But once you go up double digits twice, not only in the first half, but in the second half with that opening drive in the third quarter, it makes it a little bit tougher of a pill to swallow when you score 3 points there the rest of the way out.
All right. As Billy mentioned, the talking text line is open. Badger fans, if you want to vent tonight, you can. 414-799-1973. We need a break on the other side. We're going to go back to Tampa and Tanner Mordecai. What a day he had, albeit in a loss. What a brief but great career. It's so weird saying that for a guy that plays there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But guy can ball. There's no doubt about that. Mike Heller is standing by with the Badger quarterback. We'll do that when we return. Our postgame show, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, continues in a moment. And this is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Here's a new way to ring in the new year. How about some peace and quiet? December 31st is officially No Interruptions Day, a holiday first introduced in 2014. It's considered an important way to take a break from your everyday distractions by focusing on yourself, your family, and friends. Those who celebrate No Interruptions Day say it's a great reason to turn off your phone, TV, and social media to instead slow down. I'm Terry Barr. From all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays! Love listening to local and state sports coverage? Your business can be a part of the action when you advertise on your local Civic Media radio station or go network-wide to take your message all across the state. Learn how you can share your pride in our sports teams. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab or email our team, sales@civicmedia.us. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed with you and your business in mind.
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. You're listening to Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
The Ford Postgame Show continues. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt, glad to have you with us today. Badgers fall today in the ReliaQuest Bowl by a score of 35-31. Billy, here's some positivity. Sheila in Milwaukee hits us up in the talking text line at 414-799-1973. She says, I have to admit, fellas, I had an overwhelming anxiety before the game started that we might look like Iowa by the end.
Uh-oh.
But in my opinion, the Badgers program had an absolute win today.
Difficult for me to go absolute, but I don't think that it's the worst loss, right? Like, it is, Tim, it's disappointing, no doubt about it, when you have leads and you're unable to finish. But this is not a game where you come out of it thinking lesser, I believe, about the program heading forward. You're quite optimistic heading forward, because this is what the Dairy Aid was supposed to look like, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to be able to throw the ball around the yard, be able to push the ball down the field, and to be able to see Will Pauling run away from SEC defensive backs is a great sign. That's a dude that's going to play big time for you next year. You and I both have really, really liked Bryson Green throughout mm-hmm. the entirety of the season. He plays in the game here today. Majority of the guys you saw on the field are going to be on out there for you in 2024. Who's slinging the football to them? That will be an interesting part of the conversation. But today I thought was a good glimpse into what the goal and what the sights should be set on for what Wisconsin football looks like offensively when they can get this thing rolling.
Well, one of the things we know next season will not happen is that Tanner Mordecai will not be your quarterback. What a way to go out, though, today. 27 of 40, 378, three touchdowns, no picks. Let's go back to Tampa. Mike Heller standing by with a Badger quarterback, guys.
Tanner, let me start on a positive, because Luke, your head coach, Coach Fickell, talked about you post-game. He's talked about you throughout the process, listening to Phil Longo this week. It's who you are, so it's probably hard for you to describe it, but they have such great appreciation for what you are as a leader. What is that? How does that make you feel?
That's a very proud. I'm very proud of what they had to say about me. They're two really good coaches. I think this team is in this program's in great hands with both of them. I'm really thankful I was able to play under both of them this year, and I know they'll be competing for championships in the future.
Tanner, today you guys did some things that you hadn't done a ton of this year, and that's get off to a fast start, hit on big explosive plays, some things that weren't ever present this year. Did you have a feeling going in that there were opportunities to do some of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think, our guys stepped up, our receivers stepped up, but we just came up short. But I'm proud of my guys. I'm proud of the way they handle themselves. I think we have one of the highest character locker rooms in all of college football. Just really good guys through and through, and I'm very blessed I was able to compete with them.
Throwing to Will Pauling, and then I'll have you talk about Tretch here in a second, but Will is special, and he was again today.
Yeah. Will's my dude. I'm so thankful I was able to play with a teammate like that, not just because he's such a good receiver, but he's a stand-up dude. Comes from a good family, and I'm really happy I was able to play for him. Like you said, Tretch, true freshman. I mean that's ballsy to come in, don't flinch, make some plays. He's a gamer, so he has a bright future ahead of him. Super proud of him.
Tanner, well, maybe you will or have. It's not my business to ask, but what would you say to Mabry Matoyer, who's here, who will be here, in the 2 weeks, and to Van Dyke, who they were both on the sideline? What's your message to them as to what they're walking into and what's in front of them?
Respect the culture. Show the guys in the locker room what their work ethic about, what they're about. Build relationships, and then realize what a special place Madison is. I know they both have lost success. I enjoyed getting to know both of them while they've been around during bowl prep, and I wish the best for them. I'll definitely be watching.
Today, when you talk about a game like this, obviously you think about the opportunities that were there, the just misses, and a one possession game. That's typically what you end up thinking about when you look back on it.
Yeah, the one that definitely stands out to me is I had Tucker Ashcraft on kind of a post out of a YY set, and felt the corner crash. I knew the running back. I knew that was running back's responsibility to pick him up, which he did. He did a great job, Jack Snaker. But I felt that and kind of got off of it and threw it to my check down too quickly. But looking back, I knew that if I just stayed in there and delivered the ball to him, who knows? But I think we have a better chance of winning.
Tanner, you're going to have a lot of time to reflect as you roll forward and you begin your next chapter. But in the short term, how would you describe this year? You didn't rent. That's one thing that the head coach talked about. You didn't come in and rent, that you owned this. How will you look back on this final chapter of college football for you?
I think I'm truly blessed. I've been in three different places. I've met so many great people. I think that's something I've taken away from everywhere I've been, is relationships I've made with teammates and coaches and staff. Just a ton of great young men that I had the opportunity to get to know.
Tanner, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Good luck to you now.
Thank you.
Mike Heller, Tanner Mordecai after the game today. Tauschen, Matt, at the end, they were talking about the new world, which is college football with the NILs and stuff like that. And Tanner kind of brought it home to me when he said, on my journey, I've been to three different places.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma, SMU, and then finished up at Wisconsin. It struck me as we move forward with this, that will probably be the norm for a lot of guys.
Sure.
I mean, you play college football. I mean, think about that if you're in your position where you start here,
mm-hmm.
and then you move to another spot, and then you move to another spot.
Yeah, and he said it where there have been so many guys that have impacted him and that he's crossed paths with. Generally, you'd be only, if you're at one school, welcoming in a new crop of about 20, 25 freshmen a year would be like the biggest amount of guys that you'd meet. He walked in and met 80 new teammates twice, right? So, like, and had to go through and start developing relationships and rapport and trust and chemistry and all that goes into being able to start at both of those institutions that he walked into at SMU and Wisconsin. I got a whole lot of respect for everything that's already been echoed by so many people about Mordecai. But you can just tell, Tim, in listening to that, that just means so much to him. And when football gets, and now college football more exclusively, is getting an interesting tag, an interesting connotation around it because of NIL movement and transfer portal movement with players that, you know, sometimes it feels like you're going to get away from the guys that football just means a whole lot to, right? That it's just going to be more about business. It's gonna be... Tanner Mordecai is an example that there are still guys playing college football today that what means the most to them is going out on Saturdays, playing with their brothers and having as much fun competing as humanly possible. Like that's an embodiment of a guy who, sure, is Tanner Mordecai in this position if this is 5 years ago? No.
No.
He's not. He's unable to play for a sixth year because he doesn't have the COVID year. And two, the freedom of movement doesn't give him an opportunity to go and play somewhere else. Van Dyke is a situation as well. Now, we'll see if he walks in and starts. I maybe have some more questions about it. I think that's going to be a little bit more of an open competition. But especially at quarterback, Tim, you're going to see a lot of programs using guys who have gone to multiple spots. I think it's good for the development of the human beings because you go through a lot of change, right? Luke Fickell talked about it early in the year. The only thing that is true in change is that it's going to be uncomfortable. But you hope that you grow from being put in uncomfortable and awkward positions. I think human development is good. Quarterbacking, you know, on the field development will be a little bit different because these guys are learning so much and it's hard to fully grow with that kind of newness that's always going to be around you.
Let me ask you about another guy who I thought took advantage of his opportunity and literally ran with it, meaning Jackson Aker.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's a guy that his touches were limited because of injury. It started with Chesma Lucy, and then when Braylon was dinged up a little bit more. He ran really, really, really well today. Now, we know that Ches has said, he said this week, bowl week, that he was coming back.
Yep.
And as Matt and Tausch talked about, and Ben Wargle on our local show highlighted the three freshman running backs they have coming in. If you're Jackson Aker, do you have that conversation now with the staff after this game and say, okay, where do I stand?
Sure.
Because clearly against LSU today, he had to turn some heads and say, listen, I can ball here. I mean, he has to be in the mix next year if he stays in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, and Tim, I'm a little bit more, you know, I like to pause when talking about true freshmen walking in and impacting against the Big Ten next year, right?
Exactly.
Like, I mean, you looked at the young man, number 12 here today, who turned all the heads possible because he was a true freshman. Well, he's now watched 13 games from the sidelines before being able to make that impact. Rarely at skill positions, you're walking in, learning an offense, and 7 months later, if you're an early enrollee, you're going to go on out there and play in week one. So it is going to be guys that have been on campus this year that are going to have to fill in at some point and be factors for them in that backfield.
It'll be an interesting next couple of days with the whole transfer portal, the NIL situation. I just look at the quarterback room right now.
Sure.
And, of course, we saw two of them on the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, during the course of the season, you saw Braden Locke.
Saw Locke out there
playing.
And he played
well. You've got the Evers kid who's still here.
Cole LaCrew, who was a freshman that came in this year, freshman. You had the transfer out of Miles Burkett. They mentioned that they want as much competition in that room as possible. They also got a lot of bodies in that room.
They got a lot of bodies in that
room.
But
the position also is a little bit more of a war of attrition. And I keep going back to this, not because you want to be, like the texter said, to tie it all back in for this whole segment, of you don't want your offense to be trying to emulate Iowa. But they started two transfer quarterbacks this year. You started two transfer quarterbacks this year. that's a little bit more of the norm. You know, everybody has is going to have had moved around, but the more and more we keep throwing the ball, the more and more hits the quarterbacks keep taking, the more and more you run with your quarterback, which I think they're going to continue to do. I think Phil Longo liked that element of his offense that Tanner Mordecai brought him this year. You're going to need multiple guys in there because you don't necessarily believe and can only count on someone playing all 12.
Badgers fall today to LSU. It had some chances but came up empty, losing in a thriller 35-31. Here's my one takeaway I'm going to say to you as you go to break. Were you entertained today? Because I sure was.
Oh, you better believe that.
It was a fun game to watch.
Better believe
that. It sucks we lost, but it was a fun game to watch.
Hit the over, though.
So you're happy.
Yeah, so it was fun. Yeah, we all had fun.
Makes up for that Tennessee game,
Jack. Yeah, life's too early to life's too short to bet the under. You might as well have some fun on a Saturday.
Quick break. If you want to join us, feel free. Use the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. We'll have more from Tampa with Mike in just a bit, too. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you advertise your business here, you'd be hearing your name and message about it right now. Advertising with Civic Media can get your information out to listeners all across the state, from Amory to Waukesha and everywhere in between, or pinpoint your message to your local market. Go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the sponsorship tab. Civic Media, your hometown radio refreshed, with you and your business in mind.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
We continue on the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt. Glad to have you with us as we kick off the new year together. The Badgers fall to LSU today in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Used to be called the Outback Bowl back in the day. 35-31 was the final.
I like Outback Bowl better.
I do too.
Miss the Bloomin' Onion. Dude, that sauce that they would put with that Bloomin' Onion.
Top shelf, wouldn't it?
Yeah, especially New Year's Day. Nice steak, too, with it. Come on, now. That's how you start up a Saturday.
That's living.
That's how you start up the New Year.
Is it Saturday or is it Monday?
Monday. It feels like a Saturday.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's pause 10 seconds for stations along the network for an identification. 10 seconds for a station ID. You are listening to Wisconsin Football.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now it is time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
Back it down in three. Mordecai fakes the handoff, throws over the middle, caught by Pauling at the 40, 35, 30, he's gone. Pauling the 20, 10, 5, touchdown, Wisconsin. Mordecai to Will Pauling, and it's 13-0, Wisconsin.
And we were going, what just happened?
Crazy, as he just splits two safeties and takes it the distance.
And he takes off.
Yeah. And was high-stepping at about the 15-yard line and enjoying his saunter into the end zone.
Will Pauling with our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Big day for Will. 8 catches, 143 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Longest grab of the day was 53 yards. Let's go back to Tampa with a Badger wideout. Standing by with Mike Heller, guys.
Will, I'll start on the back end of any loss is painful. And that locker room, we talked about it after the Minnesota game. You're never going to be together again. This was a little bit of a different group. We talked about that earlier this week. But the same story. You're never going to be together again. There's appreciation and pain in that, right?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, last opportunity to go out there with those group of seniors, those group of guys. So, obviously, it hurts when you can't come out victorious. But, obviously, not how we wanted to go out, but everybody in that locker room that won't be here yet next year, I have so much love for those guys, so much respect for those guys, and those are obviously relationships that will last a long time. So today was a lot of emotions, a lot of ups, lots of downs.
Well, you guys did some things today that I know you strive to do all year long, and that was hit on big plays, quick strikes, fast start in the game. Yeah. So there are positives from this, yes?
Yeah, definitely a lot of positives from today. Over these last 15, 14, however many bull practices we had, we put a lot of emphasis on not just taking those deep shots, but also connecting on the deep shots and then using explicit RPO pass plays to kind of leave or keep defenses balanced. So, yeah, today was definitely a good step in the right direction offensively.
What can you say about your quarterback? And I'll start it by saying this. The head coach talked about Tanner Mordecai coming in and that he didn't rent. In other words, that he was committed to it, that he was fully bought in. What do you say about your quarterback?
Yeah, obviously, I got here in January, and within for like a week being here, seeing how Tanner went about his business, how he worked out, practiced, all that, I knew Tanner was a guy that was fully committed to me, to his team, and to everything about his program had to offer. And so much love for that guy, so much respect for Tanner, because every Saturday, every Monday through Sunday, he's going to give you everything he got, and that's why I respect him so much, and I'm going to miss that guy a lot.
I just talked to Tretch, who's a kid, right? By comparison, right? Especially we're talking about Tanner and then talk about Tretch, opposite ends of the spectrum from experience level. But there's something in him you can see, slot receiver as well. What do you see in him?
Yeah, Tretch is a great player. He's going to be very good. Obviously, so young, and you see those flashes as a young guy, you can only assume that they're going to just keep on excelling and keep on growing and their ability on the field as well, off the field. So Tretch, sky's the limit for him. I love that guy. We're gonna help each other out a lot in that slot receiver position, and he's gonna help the receiver room out a lot.
I know, Will, it's just moments after you're processing, but when you reflect on this year, how can you describe it? And the coach has talked about roller coaster and twists and turns. How do you describe this first year here?
Yeah, I feel like a roller coaster ride is a great way to kind of describe it, because obviously the season was filled with ups and downs, highs and lows, but for the most part, everybody was here for the whole ride, and the guys that were here for the whole ride, I have so much respect for those guys, because I know that those guys are fully bought into what we're trying to do here, and I'm excited for where we're heading.
We'll appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Good stuff. That's Mike Heller and Will Pauling after the game today.
I love listening to him after games.
Yeah, I do too.
He's really thoughtful, and you can just tell he cares so much about it. And Tim, that's another guy who came on into this program when he obviously had a relationship with the coaching staff previously, wanted to continue that, and I understand why they think so highly of that young man.
You know, they were talking a little bit about Tretch. Tretch Kahuna.
Dude is a stud.
Yes.
Goodness gracious. That 3rd and 8 grab that he has along the left sideline, and then the quick little point over here for the first down, he's going to be a player. And you start seeing it as what their wide receiving core is going to look like. And another guy that didn't get a whole lot of burn this year that you and I both have talked about, at least during games, I really like what I see out of Quincy Burroughs.
Yeah.
And when I was watching at Platteville, he was winning all the time, just like Will Pauling was. So they got guys that are clear outside targets. They got guys that are clear inside slot dudes like Pauling, and I think Tretch is going to be really, really good in that spot as well. I mean, they got opportunity here, Tim, to really put what they want, their stamp on what their offense can look like in a series of RPOs, and the one that Will Pauling takes to the house. That's what they want.